Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back to 34 After the Hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. Very excited about having our good friend Grace Marie Turner back on the show. Grace Marie is a 21-year member of our Brain Trust, an original founding member of our Brain Trust. She's the president of the Galen Institute. Nobody knows more than she on public healthcare, public policy, especially the market-based type. She advises kings and presidents all over the world, in corporate America, and us. We're so happy to have her as part of our world. Grace Marie, welcome back.
You're funny. I think that I'm still working on advising a king, Jim.
Well, you know, I'm the king of small business, so there you go. I'm self-anointed. Hey, Grace Marie, thank you for being here. If you didn't know any better, you'd think it was the sign of the apocalypse when it was reported that there are 2 million fewer people have health insurance this year than a year ago, based on the mainstream media reporting. Clear this up for us.
Of course, the people who are supporting Obamacare are all saying, oh, it's all because of the Trump administration's sabotage. Absolutely not true. The first news report said that it's because of an increase in people dropping Medicaid. Well, if that's partly true, it's because people got jobs.
That's good news.
They got employer-based health insurance. That's good news. But the people who've lost coverage will not surprise your listeners at all, Jim. These are people who make 300 to 400% of poverty, people who have good, higher-paying incomes, mm-hmm. but they can't afford the premiums
right.
that Obamacare mm-hmm. is forcing.
And
they
did. They did
budget.
Go up. One thing about Obamacare, folks, is it was not an affordable program. It was unaffordable.
Absolutely, the premiums doubled in the individual and small group market in the first 4 years mm-hmm. of Obamacare. And the Trump administration is actually taking steps to try to help states lower premiums. And states that have taken advantage of the waivers they're offering have actually been able to lower health insurance costs. So the Trump administration mm-hmm. is trying to help. It's Obamacare that is really still the problem.
I want to come back to what you said a minute ago about Medicaid. Folks, put these implications together, these data points together. We have record employment. We have record unemployment. We have 8 million jobs going wanting, including 2 million manufacturing jobs. That's by definition going to pull people out of poverty, out of dependence upon the government, and the record number of people who went on Medicaid during the Obama administration, those are the people who are going to come out and get the jobs and go off of Medicaid. So that transition, by definition, Grace Marie, I'm surprised it's not more than 2 million.
Well, that's the net. So there may actually be more people that have dropped out of Medicaid because they don't need to be on a government program any longer.
Right. This would be like reporting that the Trump administration under his administration, 2 million more people are no longer getting welfare benefits. Well, no, they're not, because they have jobs now.
Because they have jobs. It's exactly the same thing. I think you probably would see a correlation between that. I mean, mm-hmm. Today, I see a news article coming out that's clearly planted by the left, basically saying that one of the reasons the uninsured rate has gone up is because illegal immigrants are afraid to sign up for coverage. I just had to laugh because I'm thinking, goodness gracious, that was such an outrageous moment in the Democratic presidential debate
when
everybody raised their hand and said, yes, of course we want to give free health care to
anybody who comes across the border illegally. Sure, let's sign them up right away.
We can't even cover the people that are citizens or legal
right.
immigrants. And you want to open our the gates, the floodgates, to anybody in the world who wants to come to the United States and get free health care? How is that going to work out?
Well, this is an example to me, if we could just drop into that for a minute, Grace Marie, before we go to a break. This is an example to me of where you surely this kind of reporting and that kind of those kind of votes by the Democrat candidates, surely most Americans, even people who lean left, surely they see that as just preposterous information, preposterous positions, don't they?
They do not. And in fact, you know, we illegal immigrants come here, something happens, they get an accident, they have an injury, they even get cancer. They show up at a hospital emergency
room,
and federal law requires them to be treated.
But does that
mean we're going to give them insurance?
That's a different thing. Medical health care is maybe a right, but health care insurance necessarily isn't. Quick break, 22. Right back with Grace Marie Turner after the break. See you next.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.